Phone Boy Speaks, episode 981. Kodak invents the digital camera in 1975. The downfall of Eastman Kodak is something that is well known to anybody who's interested in photography. They pretty much owned the entire photographic process from the cameras to the film to the processing to the prints. They pretty much had a monopoly on that whole process. But what did they lose out to? Well, they lost out to digital cameras. And now it might surprise you to find out that that Kodak, an engineer at Kodak, actually developed in the 1970s a digital camera. And you know, they quietly let him work on it, but they ended up shelving it just because it's like, well, no, why would we do that? You know, why would we move to that system? I think they even patented it, but they never actually produced it. And then lo and behold, some time later, their business started falling apart because of the rise of digital cameras. It's, you know, and they could have easily come out with this stuff. And you know, look, this is something that every company that has a monopoly on something has a problem doing, right? Is that there is, if without the motivation to change the current system, sometimes the current system won't change, right? And you know, sometimes you, in business, you have to be willing to cannibalize your income stream because somebody else is going to do it for you if you don't do it yourself. At least if you if they chose to do it and maybe put out some stuff, right? It was they could have very easily been on top of that game. And they actually developed it long before it became something that consumers had. And yet when it actually came, right, the business couldn't accept that this was going to be a better experience. And ultimately, what these sorts of things do time and time again is show us that things can be good enough, right? I mean, even just take the phone system, right? The phone system used to be all wired, and in fact there's still parts of it that are wired, but now then we move to wireless and voice over IP and various other things. And there's lots of pros and cons to all of these technologies, and still hardwired connections are better, right? If you can get them. But the long and the short of it is that wireless and VoIP and stuff like that are good enough, right? Which means that most people will be satisfied with them, even if they aren't the best situation. And the same thing's true with digital photography. Digital photography is good enough technology, and of course that's also scaled down to your mobile phone, right? I mean, you can buy a high-end digital SLR camera, and it's going to be really good. But your mobile phone, right, which may not cost as much, and certainly doesn't have it's not as good in a lot of ways. But for a lot of people, it's good enough, right? Because it's something that's with them, they're actually going to use it. So again, this is just the most surprising part of this was that Kodak invented the technology that they could have actually put this out, and could have been more in control of this this cannibalization of their own business, and yet it shocks me that companies don't have the foresight, right, to say, okay, well, maybe we need to move things in this direction. Because I guarantee you, if Kodak could put it out, they would have been able to do it in a way that would have they still would have suffered something from the loss of all the chemicals and all the stuff that they had control over. But I guarantee you, they would have been in more control of it rather than having some competitor come in and just basically do the same thing, and they've got no way to they've got no way to react to it. So it's kind of sad. But this is who knew that 40 years ago some guy at Kodak actually came up with a digital camera. It's kind of weird to hear about the technology today that didn't think that was even possible in 1975, but it was. And some engineer at Kodak, the company that ultimately ended up being hurt by this technology, they came up with it first, or maybe somebody came up with it before that. Who knows? But that was the fact that they came up with the very technology that killed them and didn't use it. That's just sad. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.